Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting, tweeting, engaged, involved. You've got to be engaged and involved. Otherwise, what's the name? You're dead to me. Is that what Kevin says from Shark Tank? Right? You got to be engaged and involved because then you end up being like them. We don't want to be like them. Right? One of those, you know, insurance commercials. You don't want to be them. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, Carter Page is going to join me after the first break, and he's a model citizen. Now once he got behind President Trump, the poor guy was over for him. Department of Justice, the FBI, whatever, whoever was involved in this, and to what level. These guys, ruined this man's life for all intents and purposes. You know, it's a scary thing when you're there. I don't care whether you're with the FBI, the CIA, the Secret Service, whoever. Can you imagine what that must be like? I can't imagine what it'd be like. I've never been in that situation. But you talk about guys like him and others that have been, brought in front of the FBI, that have been forced to defend themselves. Remember, the FBI has, our money in an endless bucket. Whatever they believe to be truth, they can go after. They can take up so much of your money, and I mean that really. And it needs to be changed. And President Donald Trump is the one that's changing it. He's the one that's stepping in. And when I say he's stepping in it. Some of you know what I mean. I don't mean that in a negative way. He doesn't care. He set the pedophilia world on fire. They were being left alone. They don't know what to do. Because, their Lord and Savior, Barack Obama, isn't there to save them anymore. To cover for them. Whatever the terminology is. And to think, think about it. We actually... See, you got me rolling already. Justin Trudeau out of France. Out of Canada. France. He's another one. He actually cut funding to the groups that protect these kids. Right? This is like the Dems hero, this guy. What do you do with that? What can you do with that? And then he wants to cut funding for this? So what? Now, you don't have to look for the kids because they really don't exist? What's he saying? I don't understand. I am not the smartest guy in the room. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hobby Lobby employees allegedly, although I don't have a problem with this, they set up a display urging customers to vote Trump. Shoppers are calling for another boycott. Right? They don't care about... It's really funny how they'll defend the freedom of speech of anybody on the left. Anybody on the right, they don't have a freedom of speech. That goes away. Hobby Lobby's once again in hot water. Now, mind you, this story's out of MSN, so you can't give it a whole bunch of credence. Hobby Lobby is again in hot water response to a now viral tweet that allegedly shows a display of decorative letters at one of the company's locations that reads, USA, vote Trump. Hey, listen, I did that. Not at a Hobby Lobby, I think it was a Target or something like that. I did that once. And they didn't blame, you know, they didn't even know I did it, but they didn't blame the store for it. The boycott is one of the several efforts made against the company. Well, yeah, I mean, they. First of all, if any of you don't know, the Hobby Lobby is owned by a devout Christian. Closely owned. Right? Managed by them and everything. Closed on Sundays. Because they want you to be home with your family. They want you to give time to God. Whether you do or don't, it's up to you. But they made it available. Carrie Breck said that I'm not a fan of Hobby Lobby. I'd never shop there. But they're not a hateful group, are they? I mean, we do stuff like that to go ballistic. And she's also the author of the tweet that went viral. I'm a Democrat. I hate that company. So let me see. You're a Democrat, so you have to? Is it in your DNA that you hate a company that's pro-God? See how she said that? She doesn't say I'm an American who has chosen not to shop there. I'm a Democrat. Therefore, that company's about God. I hate God. I have to. I'm a Democrat. It's just amazing. Now, shoppers are once again calling for a boycott. Right? They think they think this is going to hurt. When you guys do this, the Hobby Lobby, MyPillow guy, do you understand that he starts selling merchandise like crazy after that? Right? I mean, that simple. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. The growing boycott, this according to the writer, began picking up steam on social media in response to a now viral tweet shared by the user Carrie Breck. Now, hers has over 33,000 likes, and 10,000 people retweeted. Some of us retweeted it just to make fun of her. Right? Seriously. We are losing our moral compass. We're not sticking up for what rights we have. The inalienable rights given to us by creators is called out by the framers and founders of our Constitution. But what do they know? They didn't have a clue. Joe with your host, Justin Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah. You're back. We're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you have any questions or comments you want to make, I usually don't let people ask questions when I'm doing an interview because you guys take so long to ask a question. I love you. I think it's great, but my God, I only have so many minutes to get it down. So I'm really excited to have my next guest on because he's one of the, I don't want to just say he's one of the heroes. He's one of those that is willing to fight and fight back. And we're not seeing that much these days. We are seeing it in certain people, but a lot of you, I've talked about this before, not trying to beat on you by any stretch of the imagination, whether it's a MAGA hat or it's the mask that I put out there. It says Trump 2020, keeping us safe and great. And some of you have said to me, look, I'll buy the mask to support the show, but I don't want to wear it because I don't want to get punched in the face. I don't want to get belittled or berated or beat on or somebody show up at my table when I'm trying to have lunch. people, I'm not asking to be militant, but if you're going to take back this country, if you're really going to show people what real Americans look like, you're going to have to stand your ground. You can't get up and go running every time. So don't be afraid to wear anything. I've got Trump's flag, I've got the American flag, and I've got the support the blue flag up at my house. I'm not looking for trouble, but there's no reason in this country why I shouldn't be able to express my opinion, if you would. But Carter Page, he was and is a model American citizen, a graduate of U.S. Naval Academy, and a successful businessman. He even served his country as a source for America's intelligence agencies. His biggest mistake was supporting Donald Trump. Just amazing how easily it is to get in trouble. Carter, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me, Joe. Great to be with you.
Yeah, a lot of fun. So just, you know, a lot of people have read about you, or they've heard about you in the paper. Give us a little bit of history about Carter Page, would you?
Well, I think, you know, I served in the U.S. Navy for 5 years. I'm an Annapolis graduate. And I had a lot of work around the world. I both in the Navy, where I was an arms control action officer in the Pentagon doing U.S.-Russia arms control negotiations, but also served on a couple of ships, both in the Mediterranean Sea and in the Persian Gulf. And I also have done a lot in the investment world. And to your point, I think the main reason how I gained notoriety, your point about fighting back, Joe, I was a junior volunteer on the Trump campaign in the last presidential election cycle. And unfortunately, there were some really dirty people involved in both in the Democrat Party, but also amongst their allies in the Obama-Biden administration. And they waged this real assault on our democracy by getting these, making up, first of all, completely false stories about myself as a way of damaging the Trump campaign, but then using it as a way of deceiving a federal court in Washington, the U.S. Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which gave the Obama-Biden administration the power to spy on the Trump campaign, which was a civil rights and a democratic election interference assault, which is unprecedented in the history of the United States. So, but to your point, it all kind of comes back to the point you were just making in terms of fighting back, because I basically just kind of rolled with the punches for a long time. And it wasn't until the following year, as after President Trump had taken office, and I just keep getting assaulted on CNN, MSNBC, all the major networks, that I realized I really needed to fight back. And so that's how it all kind of came together.
Don't you find it ironic? Look at the people that they hire to come on the show. I mean, people that actually have lied to Congress, they've lied, they've cheated, they've done things. You know, again, nothing bothers these people when it comes to lying and cheating to get what they want, and yet you're the clean guy, and they can't be bothered with you. They've got to bring you down. They've got to pound on you. It just shows you how evil these people can actually be, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does, and that's part of the reason why, and you know, to your point on fighting back, I'm really, you know, I think now that we are approaching the next presidential election cycle, you know, just less than 2 months to go, mm-hmm. It's really important that people know the full story, and that's why I have my new book out now, Abuse and Power, which talks through these really criminal acts by the Democrats and their allies within the U.S. intelligence community and our justice system, doing tremendous damage in the process.
Carl, I got to tell you, you've been around these people, you've heard them speak and talk. Do they, I'm just going to ask you really simply, do they really believe that what they're doing is good for America, or is it all about power?
It's all about power. They could care less about America. It really is just, I mean, on the face of it, I mean, it's just such a complete detachment from the truth, and just a real, I mean, it's putting themselves first, you know. It really is all about what's in it for them and what's in it for their political cronies, which they all gather together with in Washington and around the power centers that that they're associated with.
The scary thing about this with, you know, guys like you that are connected and Flynn and others is the amount of power that the Department of Justice, you know, the FBI and what have you have, and how quickly they can bury somebody. And, you know, you always thought of the FBI. Now, I know rank and file is different. I have family members that are in the FBI. Rank and file's different than what was going on. But the bottom line with it is they are the most powerful, you know, law enforcement or information gathering unit pretty much on the planet, aren't they?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Joe. And, you know, you add on top of that, and you're out on the West Coast there. Yeah, you're near the center of technology capabilities in America, you know, California. And really, with the new technologies, the level of surveillance and the level to which the government power sources can infiltrate every aspect of your life. I mean, it used to be just sending a spy to come, you know, follow you or maybe wiretap your phones or maybe send the IRS after various people. Now it is, I mean, everything on this iPhone that I'm speaking to you on now, I mean, the level of power in an iPhone and the level of the level of technology in terms of the way they can sort of infiltrate the whole thing is just unprecedented. So
you give away so much of yourself. Well, we got to go for a break, but you give away so much of yourself on that iPhone of yours and well, we'll talk about this on the other side of the break. Joe Mussini, your host. Don't go far. Carter Page. Hop up on the on Amazon. Pick up Abuse and Power by Carter Page. You're in a break. I want to see the receipt. I want to know you bought the book. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Dangerous high winds are whipping up many wildfires in the Pacific Northwest.
fires throughout the western states are burning and evacuations are happening in many cities. 40 million Americans are under red flag warnings. The Creek Fire is a major disaster. Campgrounds that had been packed over Labor Day weekend caused a nightmare as campers tried to escape.
There's fire on all sides, all around us, all the roads.
Here in southern Oregon, the Alameda Fire burns out of control in the cities of Phoenix and Talent. And Washington Governor Jay Inslee says in his state, the fires are unprecedented.
There are about 100,000 people without power across the state today due to high winds and fires. And because of fires, road closures and downed limbs, crews have had a hard time getting the power back up.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back.
She kissed me.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I hope you guys have your receipts. Right, I told you during the break, you need to go buy the book by Carter Page, Abuse and Power, How an Innocent American Was Framed in an Attempted Coup Against the President. The ongoing attempted coup against the president. Carter Page, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Great to be with you, Joe. Enjoying the conversation.
Yeah. You know, I love these things. I think I told you during the break, I grew up in Boston during the 70s and heavy mafia influence. And I always got a kick out of people who really didn't think stuff like that existed. They really don't think that things play out in the mafia the way they do, right? Because they see all these glamorous mafia things on TV. And I tell people all the time, that's not what they're like. Don't romanticize this whole thing, okay? Not every government person that goes in to service is for the people. And we've seen that. We've seen that big time happen with you and what they've done with you. And, you know, I asked you, the president, I mean, I can't imagine that he knew that the quote-unquote deep state or what these people were willing to do was just this ferocious. I can't think of any other way to put it.
I mean, yes, I think you're right, Joe, although I think what they miscalculated on and underestimated him with regards to is just how much he was ready to fight back and how much he, you know, was not going to stand for it. And a lot of people would have crumbled. And, as I've gone through it all, it's been an inspiration watching him go through it on a much higher level because it really illustrates how much is at stake and just how ruthless, exactly as you're saying. And these people are worse than the mafia because they have so much more power and so many more instruments. And they work in secrecy, and they are far more dishonest as well. So it really extends way beyond anything we've ever seen before.
Well, I was looking at some of the press conferences that, not Obama, but, you know, Bush, Republican presidents. I mean, think about something. You know, Bush never pushed back on any of these the press people. Even when they were lying on him, he let them get away with it. And, you know, the president's daughter said that D.C. didn't change the president. The president changed D.C. I think that she missed the mark. That's between you and me, okay? I think what she should have said was, the party didn't change the president. The president changed the Republican Party. Because now you're watching guys like Cruz and a few others come forward with a little more boldness. They're a little more, they're willing to I won't say buddy up, but stand up next to the president and fight alongside him. I don't know to what degree, but it seems like they're willing to fight alongside him. And they're calling out people, as you started to do with Comey and others, and what's been going on from day one. Do you see that or not?
I definitely do. And although he has helped them raise their game, as it, you know, watching him has helped me sort of see better ways to confront these perpetrators. However, you know, there's so much more to do. And I think, you know, so much is at stake right now, particularly with less than 60 days to go to the election. There's just a lot riding upon this, because, and particularly now that we know firsthand, and again, things that I get into in my book, just the level of deceit and the level of ruthlessness that these people will go to, the full extent is just unbelievable. And to have, you know, the concept that these individuals may be put back in power to at the highest levels of government, to wield power in the Justice Department, the IRS, all of these extremely powerful agencies is very, it's scary. It really is. Just in knowing how dishonest they have been. And so, you know, and it's part of the reason why, and that goes back to your point about, you know, are Republicans sort of raising their game? Well, yes, they are. And certain members of Congress have been trying to dig to the bottom of this, but there's a lot more that still needs to be uncovered,
sure,
as we know. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to go a little further too with you and say, people, it's not just about electing the president. If all you're interested in is electing the president, forget about it, because you're going to go through another 10 years of this garbage that you see happening right now. This is not what we want. You've got to help him maintain the Senate, get a few more seats there, and take the Congress back. That is the only way he's going to be able to get anything done. Otherwise, we're going to be listening to this crud from again, this is going to be exponentially worse if he simply if everything simply maintains the way it is now. Now, Carter, when you first were approached by the FBI or you know and sat with the Justice Department, you weren't hiding anything from them. You weren't holding back. You weren't, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you weren't putting out that you were kind of being evasive, were you?
Well, not only that, I had been a source for both the FBI and the CIA going back many, many years. And so, and that's part of the reason why so many people are in trouble right now. And it goes back to the same thing we've been discussing in terms of the false characterization and the false information that these people have been saying. And it, you know, it's one thing to say it on CNN or MSNBC. It's another thing when you submit false statements in federal court, because then that becomes a very serious felony. So, and we've already seen one charge and one guilty plea like that just a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
My expectation is there may be quite a bit more, but we'll have to wait and see.
You know, a lot of people have, and I don't know how the process works, so I'm guessing like every other talking head on the radio. But, you know, people are upset at how slow Barr is moving, and they're not so sure he really wants to do this, and I'm going, look, he seems like an extremely methodical guy that would drive a guy like me nuts, but he wants to make sure that there's no way that when he nails somebody, they're going to get out of this. Do you have the same feeling about him?
I do, and what I will say, I actually, in the last presidential election, I got to know the prior, his predecessor, one of his predecessors, which is Attorney General Jeff Sessions, right, who was then Senator Sessions. And unfortunately, he's a perfect example of what you're just referring to, of people not fighting back hard enough. And I get into a lot of this in Chapter 6 of my book in terms of the far more brutal approach of the Democrat prosecutors who were part of the Mueller team as compared to people like Sessions who essentially just rolled over. And unfortunately, you know, what gets really beaten up in the process are civil rights and human rights and, you know, our legal authorities in our country. And so one aspect, and I'll just give you one example, but, you know, a lot of these criminals have just been abusing so many rules, so many laws for so long. And just a quick note of hope. The one thing which has given me a bit of optimism is just within the last month or so, some officials within the Justice Department have started to actually follow the Crime Victims' Rights Act, which is a way to sort of predict, help to provide various support for people who are crime victims, such as myself and President Trump, who, you know, these people in the last election interference campaign were really just terrorized in so many ways. And one aspect of that law says, you know, having the right to be treated with fairness and with respect for the victim's dignity and privacy. And whatever you may say about Attorney General Barr, that is now, I'm finally starting to see some semblance of that. You know, it remains an open question as to what charges will be prosecuted, but in terms of fairness, in terms for respect and dignity, and actually supporting people's privacy for once, which has been completely trampled for myself and so many other Trump supporters, it's been a big step forward. So, but you know, I think as you're correctly saying, Joe, you know, there's a long way to go still.
Oh yeah, and it's you know, people wanted it to go faster, but look, to your point, you had Jeff Sessions who. God forgive me, but the man couldn't take a stand on anything. It just nothing. There was no fire behind the eyes. There was no direct or clear path that it seemed that he was taking. And Barr came in, and I see a whole different. I see a whole different mindset. Maybe he's not moving as fast as some want, but there's a different mindset there. Okay, we're gonna be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far during the break. Remember, head over to Amazon. Abuse and Power by Carter Page. It's another one of those books you need to read and understand. Be back in a few minutes.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
This shit that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white goat. This one for them hood girls, them good girls.
We are back. You listen to Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, if you want notices, text alerts when the show's going to start and what's going on, who's going to be on, simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And I want to get my guest back on because we're having a great conversation around this, and I don't want to waste any of his time. Carter Page joins me. He's the author of Abuse and Power. You did grab the book during the break, right, guys? I mean, don't lie to me. You get it at the top of the hour, get it during the break, write it down, make sure you get it. We'll put it up on the website as well. And Carter, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time with me today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joe. Great to be with you.
You know, again, with all this going on, and they expect people to bow down, they expect people to tell them what they want to hear, not necessarily the truth, but tell them what they want to hear, because they're trying to paint a picture, they're trying to make something happen. When you have guys like you and a few others that are bucking the system and going, wait a minute, no, that's not how it happened, or this is what really took place. You know a lot, you've been through a lot with these guys. Were you ever afraid of what they might do to you? For knowing so much, for having so much inside information?
Well, there's so many of these elements that all fit together, Joe, because
not only does the dishonesty create so much damage in terms of reputational, et cetera, but when there are these false allegations where the Democrats are calling you a traitor to your country, right, colluding with Russia, et cetera, that often led to a ton of death threats that I was constantly getting. And that started, you know, that was part of the last election interference campaign when the Democrats and their media outlets were pushing this false narrative constantly. So, unfortunately, it was a, it was and has been a real uphill battle. Just, but it, you know, it just underscores the importance of just getting the truth out there and, you know, fighting back for your rights, because it really can be a life or death situation.
Yeah, you know, it was amazing to me when Trump first got into office how many leaks there were and how much information was getting out. Oh, just like somebody had left a spigot open. And I never really understood how easily they were letting, well, they were making it happen, or it was happening. And then you go into the congressional world, where you and I were talking about earlier, you got Schiff and others, that we're leaking information like crazy. There's really no way to stop this, is there?
Well, it remains an open question. We'll have to see, because I think in terms of holding people accountable, you know, it's a lot easier to leak something than it is to catch someone who's leaked, right? Particularly if you're dealing with some dishonest journalist that'll be willing to do whatever. And again, sometimes this top secret information can be manipulated and become part of disinformation exercises. Mm-hmm. But it really can put lives at risk, and it's something I've had to deal with many years now already, just based on this terrible coup attempt.
Now, your biggest sin was supporting Donald Trump. Let's start off there. However, the flip side of this, or the interesting side, you've never met Donald Trump, have you?
No, and it's another perfect example of that complete...
That's how close you guys are, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I sometimes, you know, I joke around, Joe, that sometimes it's probably for the best, because, you know, sometimes if I had a direct relationship, maybe they'd come after him and come after me even harder, so... Who knows? I mean, it just defies any logic whatsoever. But that's a core element of our First Amendment rights. You know, very often people think of freedom of speech, freedom of the press, but the freedom of peaceful assembly, right? You know, the ability to actually meet with people. And unfortunately, part of this election interference campaign by the FBI, the CIA, and the Obama-Biden administration, it essentially just prevented us from meeting effectively. Myself and so many other people are completely destroyed, it, you know, you're essentially cut off. You become what I refer to in my book as an international fugitive, and that's exactly what I had to become when your life is put at risk and you've been cut off from basically everybody.
And not to mention, you know, people don't really think about this that much. You've got limited resources. The average Joe has limited resources. The government has unlimited resources. They can jerk you around for years, in essence, as they did with you. And you've got to defend yourself, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's something to kind of bear in mind. The U.S. Department of Justice is essentially the largest law firm in the world, right? Literally tens of thousands of lawyers, right? And exactly as you're saying, you know, unlimited resources. So, I mean, that can become pretty daunting, and particularly when people within these organizations act unethically, as we unfortunately saw during the Obama-Biden administration, and a little bit of a holdover when some of these people who burrowed into the bureaucracy, you know, really held on for dear life to keep their bureaucratic positions there. You know, it leads to tremendous damage on so many levels.
And you and a few others are proof positive. You know, I brought it up at the very beginning, but you and a few others are proof positive. If you hold your ground, okay, if you stand on the side of righteousness, you're willing to open your mouth, you know, and we have some people that open their mouths in a very crazy way, but, you know, you've got a perfect case in front of you, and you put it out there, you can create cracks in the dam. You can start things moving in the right direction. You can actually scare some of these people into understanding that their days are numbered / limited. At least that's what I believe. Maybe I'm a little off.
No, I think you're right, Joe. And again, I think President Trump's a great example of that in terms of the model he sets and the just really courageous approach to the world, right? And I think sometimes in these mega legal battles, which are blasted on the front page, it raises the game and it really separates the people who are strong versus those that will crack under pressure. And I think, you know, the good news is that if you've done nothing wrong, I mean, nobody's perfect, right? But, you know, as long as you're doing the right thing and staying true to yourself and staying true to, you know, acting within the law, everything turns out for the best. And I think, you know, that's the silver lining amongst all of this craziness that we've been through is luckily, you know, things have fallen into place as all of these crazy conspiracy theories have been untangled and starting to get explained a little bit to the American public.
Yeah, I tell my people, look, don't watch every Twitter, you know, headline that goes by, something you see. You got to do a little bit of your own homework. You got to check this stuff out because there's all kinds of theories that are on out there. People jump on it and, you know, they don't make sense to begin with. And all of a sudden you jump on it and it's even worse. But, you know, you go back to President Trump, the thing that scares him the most is he's a very simple man. If it's broken, fix it. Don't just throw money at it. Actually sit down, come up with a solution that'll make it better, and fix it. And this makes them crazy because, he's taking money out of their pocket. He's disrupting the whole flow of money energy there in D.C., and it's what makes him crazy. I think the DOJ came down on guys like you and a bunch of other guys because guess who didn't make it? Hillary didn't make it. Nobody was going to cover their butts for them. And this information was going to come forward. They were sure it was. And, I mean, can you imagine if she became president? My God, a lot of you guys would have fallen and fallen hard. So thank God she didn't get in there.
It could go both ways, right? Because part of it is, if you stop and think about it, the nice thing, and we were talking about this during the break, but if there are, you know, if everything is top secret in this really deep, dark intelligence realm, right, and if their mission has been achieved in terms of, you know, they have the ultimate power and there's nothing more, you know, they're just trying to achieve their own objectives and, you know, get billions of dollars for their family members or hundreds of millions, as the case may be, then, you know, it's better to just kind of let it go. Whereas here, and I think what President Trump has been dealing with, is these people are just so hungry for power and so jealous for the power that he does have, they're willing to do absolutely anything to shake that up and try to grab power.
Definitely not country first. But, Carter, again, thanks for writing the book. Thanks for coming on the show. People, abuse and power, you got to pick this up. This is what happened to him. You have to pay attention. And this is probably gone on with other people we haven't even heard about yet or they've just touched on. This is why Trump needs 4 more years. He needs to have the Senate. He needs to have the Congress as well. Carter, stay safe. And, again, thanks for being with me.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Yep. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far.